you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
There you go. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are global. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. I'm here. I'm in California. As you can tell, the weather is nice. It's 78. No, it's not. What is the weather? I lost my weather. Huh. Take my word for it. It's hot. It's hot. Yeah. It's kind of hot weather that women should not wear a bra because it's just too hot to wear any clothes on. You know what I mean? It's hot. It's hot. If you live in Virginia, hold on. I have to, I'm watching cable news, and I forgot where my remote is. Hold on. Actually, they're breaking the news that I was going to break. Let me take this off. Boss Sidney Powell. I'm going to go over that. That's the top thing. So if you live in Virginia, which I know that you might, if you get in your car right now, the traffic is clear. You should be here in 4 days. There you go. There you go. Top story today. Sidney Powell. She pleads guilty. That's the top story. Before we get to the top story, that's all I got today. And tarot card reading. Yeah. That's what I got. But you never know how this show is going to turn. We plan it this way. And then it goes south, like it always does. I'm going to open up the mic to Miss Pat Oberlin. That's right. Good morning, Pat Oberlin.
How are you?
I am good. Pat Oberlin's from Canada, eh? There you go. There you go. Hey, Pat, how do I sound? I had some dental work the other day. How's my voice?
Oh, you sound good. Just a titch leery, but it's going to go away within a day, you know, like last time.
What's wrong? So, I didn't hear you. What's wrong?
A little bit slurry with the back teeth.
Who, me?
But you're going to be fine. It's just learning
I'm
your mouth
with
again.
The, my back teeth are fine. It's the three implants I have in the front that's driving me crazy.
Oh, well, you know what? Stop trying to touch them with your tongue.
Well, I'm trying to. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. It's bothering me. But I am slurring. I sound like a drunk guy, huh? Well, I'll try to do the best I can.
No, not badly. Not badly.
All right.
Just a titch.
I'll get used to it. Here we go. So Pat's here. And Pat's famous for her Patricia Oberlin Bakery. Patty cakes. The best in town in Niagara Falls. Like Pat says, if you Niagara fall, will Niagara pick you up? And enjoy patty cakes.
devil food cake, gummy bears, brownies, yogi bears, boo-boo. There you go.
Proud sponsor of Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Patty cakes. You got to get the bacon, Patricia. You got a lot of people waiting for your patty cakes. Yeah. She probably stepped out for a moment. She's a baker.
No, I'm just thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You keep encouraging people to want to know about that.
I think you should make a cake. Do you bake at all? Have you ever baked a cake before?
Oh, yeah. I was trained as a cook, believe it or
not.
Well,
there you go. Get to cooking. Start off with cupcakes, patty cakes. I'm telling you. It's a hit already. Let me see how many orders I got for patty cakes. Mm-hmm. You know what? The first 10 people come into the studio will get a free sample of patty cakes from Patricia Oberlin's hand. There you go. She's a psychic. So who knows what goes in those cakes? You could be possessed by the goodness of her cakes. There you go.
Psychedelic.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll be tripping. Wow, look at those cakes. Here we go. I don't want to talk about politics, but let's get this out of the way. Everybody knows who Sidney Powell is. So she pleads guilty over efforts to overturn Trump's loss in Georgia. She agrees to cooperate. There you go. When somebody pleads guilty about overthrowing the government, it's there.
My gosh.
She's a lawyer, by the way.
She really did, eh? She pleaded guilty.
She did. She's a lawyer, too. She was Trump's lawyer. It says lawyer, Sidney Powell. She pleaded guilty to reduce charges. Oh, I do slur my words like I'm drunk. Yes, hello, Pat. Must be patty cakes. I want to return my patty cake. I've been tripping, and I can't get off this merry-go-round. It goes round and round and round. One bite, I feel like I was in another world, and I was talking to entities. And that's what it was. I was having sexual relations with a UFO with your cakes. Pat. That's right. That's right.
You're silly.
I am so silly. I am silly. It's like, whoa.
People are
going to
be looking for this thing online, and
they won't
see anything.
You get a free cake if you say the secret word, and here's a secret word from the UFO that I have learned when she whispered in my ear. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep. That means I love you, Brian. So if you remember, beep, 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 you get a free cake. That's it. That's it. That's patty cake. All right, so back to the news. So she was Trump's lawyer. She was. She pleaded guilty to reduce the charges and the effort to overturn Donald Trump's loss in 2020 election. She was charged alongside Trump with 17 others. That's it. You know what she got for that?
What?
Misdemeanors, six misdemeanors accusing her. It was a misdemeanor. She will serve 6 years on probation. She'll be fined $6,000. And she has to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. That's what she got. She got nothing. She also recorded a statement for prosecutors and agreed to testify truthfully against her co-defendants in future trials. That means she's going to testify against Trump. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be. Yeah,
I bet you believe Biden's the president now, bitch. She's one who has a lot of conspiracy theories, and I'm not going to go into them, but that's the latest news. I really don't have – I called Pat's going to be my person. Let's get on with the news. And then, Pat, you just tell me – I'll give you a let me see if I have this. Let's see. Is that a good sound? Yeah, that's a good sound. But when I start the news. Hello. Home of the gummy and the brownie and the devil food cake. She had angel food cake, but the devil messed up. All right. So, Pat, what we're going to do is there's some good news in the news, and you tell me which one you want to hear. I know which one you don't. Okay, here you go. The Israeli soldiers, they discuss life on the front lines, yes or no? You can say no, pass.
Sure, yes.
You want to hear about that? You want to hear about the Israeli soldiers? They discuss life on the front lines?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Well, here we go. This is news for Pat. This is news for Pat. Here we go, Pat. This is for you.
Okay,
this is according
I'm waiting.
To the top stories. No, it's a true story. But if I hear something ridiculous, I'm going to stop it. Here we go. News according to Pat that she likes to listen to.
More than 400,000 Israeli soldiers have now been mobilized, and security cabinet officials say they've been given the go-ahead to move into Gaza to begin their mission of destroying Hamas.
The army has green light. It needs, I'm not going to discuss over the media, the Israeli military plan. It's not a political question. The Israeli government made a decision, gave green light to the army.
Yes.
Wipe them out.
Wipe them out.
The question now is when will it happen?
Yeah.
We take.
Yeah. Yep. Wipe them out. You know,
that's
another guy
serious.
Said the same. I know, but we forget another little guy said the same thing. He had a funny he had a funny mustache like Charlie Chaplin. He said it in World War II about the Jews. Let's wipe them out. That guy was called Hitler. It's not a funny joke. I'm not trying to make a joke, but I'm just saying the irony, you know, the irony of let's go in and let's wipe them out. Let's get rid of them. It's like, ooh, doesn't matter how many people we kill in the meantime. Because you really can't tell. See, Hamas is the food that people eat in Canada. Hummus. Don't get it confused with Hamas, some of you ignorant people. Right, Pat? Hummus is a meal.
Well, it's apparently a meal.
Yes. Don't go to a Palestinian restaurant and order your hummus. Forget it. Just forget it. Anyway, they don't wear uniforms. You don't know who they are. What do they look like? It's not like they're easy to identify, like you're fighting Americans or fighting Chinese or Japanese or Asians or even people in Africa. Well, no, because there's some black soldiers too. All we have to do is take off our clothes and say, hey, we're on the other side. You guys are losing. But so how do you go wipe out a group of people when they don't have any identifying clothing or faces because they look like Palestinians, don't they? Is that what they look like, the people from Hamas? Or Hamas, I'm sorry, Hamas. Don't they look like Palestinians?
They're
Arab.
They're more Arab than the Jews.
Right. So how can you wipe them out? What are you doing? Are you doing genocide?
No.
Well, wipe them out.
They're not going after the women and kids. But, you know, quite honestly, those kids are indoctrinated so bad.
Right. I mean, it's horrific. I'm not making fun. I mean, when I'm hearing about decapitated babies, shooting babies, burning babies, raping women.
Well, that was terrible.
Yeah, stabbing people. We had this one fool, this American fool that stabbed that landlord. He was a landlord, and he stabbed that woman something like 20 times and stabbed the kid like 30 times or something like that. You know, I wonder if it was a UFO or God was looking down at us going, and God's thinking, what have I done? I gave him a second chance. Look, what have I done? I mean, I wonder if God's looking down and says, you know, last time I flooded this place, and I made a promise that I won't flood it again, but looking down at this, what have I done? We haven't learned our lesson. You know, it's going right back. You know, here we go back in the Middle East again. You know, here we go. We just pulled out of there 2 years ago or a year. God must be looking around going, what have I done? People are leaving the church and not believing in me anymore. And
yeah.
I'm seeing people burn each. I mean, if God has, and if you believe in God, he must be looking down and saying, what the fuck? And God can swear because he's God. And maybe God does say fuck. Who knows, right? Maybe God's saying, I mean, I got a feeling God looked down at him right now and he hears it and he sees Donald Trump and he sees Donald Trump going to trial and he's seeing what happened with the GOP that they can't even get a speaker and he sees the Israel, the war in Israel and the Palestinian people are getting killed and babies in hospitals are getting blown up. You know God is saying, fuck. And he could.
Molly. Yeah, really. Like, if there was a supreme being, like...
Yes! Looking down at
us. But then again, the belief system is, you know, nothing happens without God's will. So, what's he doing?
Well, I don't know. God says I gave you free will. Look at you guys acting like animals. I mean... Haven't we learned about what happened to the Holocaust? And then now the Israelis saying that we're going to wipe them out. We're going to get rid of them. We're going to kill them. Kill. I'm going to be honest. I'm a human being, right? I mean, if I'm hearing somebody stabbing babies and burning babies, it's going to piss me off. It's going to piss me off. But they don't have any markings. It's not like we go to Vietnam and we can see you look different from us. There we go. There's a guy who's 5'2" with a big gun. Okay, we take away his gun and he can't hide. He's still 5'2". Bang. How are you going to find Hamas. Now I got Hamas in my... I do this to myself all the fucking time. What the fuck are you talking about? Hamas. How are you going to find? He goes, you idiot. Get out of my kitchen. God, you know, that could be a big mistake because I got a lot of Armenian people here, right? And they have hummus. It's the food, and majority of the time when you go to a restaurant, it's the hummus. God, can you imagine if I go in there going, Hamas, I wonder what they do. They try to hide me or they shoot me or whatever. Go like, this fool doesn't even know how to pronounce hummus. Come in here asking for Hamas. Get rid of this fool. Yeah, so they said they want to wipe him out. Here you go, Pat. This is news for Pat Overland only.
Thank you to the front lines, a member of the IDF Special Forces. He's a major in the Israeli army, and we are only using his first name for his protection and the protection of his family. Nimrod, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very
much. Now that the IDF has that green light to begin a ground mission in Gaza, what are we going to see in this next phase of the war once that mission begins?
Well, what you're going to see, my friend, is a lot of raping. We're going to rape them. And then we're going to rape them again. And then after we're done, we're going to rape the women. And then we'll do the war after we take a nap. And then we're going to kill anybody who carries a gun That's what we're going to do, and we're going to burn the buildings, we're going to bomb them out, and we're going to shoot them in the ass. But on Saturdays, it's a Sabbath, we're going to take the day off. That's what to expect, my friend. That's what to expect. It is war. It's war. It gives us excuse. So everybody get your boner pills. We're going in. Can you imagine? Have you guys soldiers walking down the street and they got hard-ons? That would scare the shit out of you. Well, I know you, Pat. You probably want to enlist. Can I fight? I don't care what war we're fighting. Come on, boner boys. Boom, 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 boom. There you go. More news for Pat.
Listen, I can't really talk or say any specific about what's going to happen in the go-ahead. But definitely I want to talk about the curse that led us to do what we call justice, act of justice, not just towards Israel, but also to the world. Because when what we were taught, when evil is taking place in the world, now it's here in Israel. Next time it will be in other places in the world. But definitely I cannot talk about specific of the ground entering to Gaza.
To follow up, that some former IDF leaders have actually suggested there may not be a ground incursion into Gaza, or that it may not be a, quote, full invasion. Do you agree with either of those statements?
Again, I cannot go into any...
Sir, is there a war? Because we're being interviewed and you agreed to be interviewed. Yes, I'd like to be interviewed. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. Okie dokie, Yankee. Sir, is there a war? I cannot talk about that. Oh, okay. Is there going to be any ground troops going? I cannot discuss that. Okay. Do you know when you're going to invade, Gaza? Who told you about that? I will not say it. I would not confirm it. Oh, okay. What's your name? I cannot give you my name. I am unidentified because of security. Okay, good interview. Thank you. Go USA. Dun, 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 dun. Why are you on here if you can't talk about it? Can't talk about it. What about the war? Can't talk about that. I can talk about my Facebook page. Give me a like. I'm on the Tiki Talk. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm going crazy. Here's a guy that we're interviewing. I'm on the Tiki Talk. Here's a guy that we're interviewing who can't talk about it. This is news for Pat.
I do trust both Israel government collaborating with other forces here in the region, and definitely I trust the IDF to do the right thing and the best thing both for Israel and, again, for the region and for the world. Hamas.
Now, clearly it's a very complicated situation in Gaza. Sorry.
I'm saying Hamas has proven to us what evilness is. I got to woke up Saturday morning of October 7th and not realizing what I am. Am I a concerning father of two young boys? Or am I now a special forces soldier that needs to run to the south and defend innocent, truly innocent people from being massacred, raped, and murdered in the most horrific ways? I decided to leave my kids at home.
You know, that's really a shame. Raped and murdered in a horrific way. Is there any other way? I mean, maybe they raped and murdered in a really polite, nice way. Of course it's going to be a horrific way. You idiot. Am I going to be the father with special forces that I cannot talk about? Or am I going to be the father, or am I going to be the soldier? If you don't know who you are, you idiot. We're dealing with a bipolar personality here. And I don't know, and they're doing it in a horrific way. How can you do it in a nice way? This is news from Pat. All right, Patty. This is news about the Hamas war, not hummus. Oh boy. Brought to you by hummus. Did not be confused with hummus. Hummus is very good with duck. Thank you. Good. back to Pat's news.
South and safe people, I witnessed with my own eyes what Hamas had done. And what I'm saying, Israel has every right that exists to fight this evilness and to annihilate from the region.
In your own eyes.
Nimrod, you talk about leaving your family at home, but you will be aware that there are families in Gaza who may find themselves in the firing line. Are you prepared? Because this is going to be a really difficult situation inside Gaza, Hamas operatives in these civilian neighborhoods. How possible is it going to be for you to avoid civilian casualties?
Yes.
Number one, James, I want to say that I'm really sorry for this situation in Gaza. I'm really sorry for them. But there is only one organization to blame, one entity to blame, and this is Hamas. Hamas had launched the most horrific terror attack, one of the most horrific one in history, mankind history, definitely against Israel, but also in the world, and they are the only one to blame. And I want to say one more thing. I am a soldier in reserve for more than 20 years. Israel, from time to time, proven itself to be a moral army. We think 10 times, we have our best mind in labs preparing the correct way to harm only the people that are proven to be terrorists and not striking in any case civilians. Sometimes it gets to a point when we risk our lives as Israeli army soldiers, even reserves,
right.
We'll risk our lives in order not to harm civilian people. This is our Jewish values. This is what
Jewish values, not to harm people.
Yeah.
But you sure make everybody feel guilty. You guilt them. I feel so bad. Now, I think I have to defend this. We're talking about Hamas. Hamas. Not to be confused with hummus. Now, if you want to make hummus, let me give you a recipe. Here's how you make hummus. Homemade hummus is very easy to make, and it tastes good, too. It's tasty, too, just like candy. I love Lucy kind of reference, if you remember that. Anyway, if you want to make hummus, it's very easy to make, and it tastes much better than anything you can buy at the store. And if you have tahini, which is a paste made from sesame seeds, you can try making it yourself. See how easy it is to make homemade hummus. And here's a recipe. 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas. Chickpeas.
Yeah.
What are chickpeas? Are those like green peas?
No, they're little beige things. They're about 3 times the size of a pea.
Okay. Well, you need 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas or 250 grams of cooked chickpeas, fresh lemon juice, 1 large lemon, well-stirred tahini. See our homemade tahini recipe. Small garlic clove minced. Extra virgin, because the virgin is not good enough. We need a little extra virgin. I mean, she said no 3 times. That's an extra virgin. Can we do it? No. Can we do it? No. Can we do it? No. Extra virgin. Now, the other virgin is, can we do it? No. Can we do it? Okay. That's not an extra virgin. Hard room. Da, 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 da. Oh, and a 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin. What is ground cumin?
Cumin is a very kind of a hot spice that is added to curries and things.
How do you spell cumin?
C-U-M-I-N, I think.
Let's use it in a sentence. Let's use it in a sentence. Patricia?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Let's use cumin in a sentence. Huh?
Add cumin to your recipe.
Add cumin to the recipe. You know, I went on Pornhub, and I saw a lot of cumin going on. She was cumin all over the place.
That's the wrong word.
How do you spell that?
I'm not doing that, Brian.
How do you spell cumin? How do you spell it? Patricia. Cumin.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
I'm not spelling cumin to
you. Okay. Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm not going to.
Not going to use. What kind of teacher are you? Nope. I'm not going to use that in a sentence. Well.
Why aren't you?
I was just asking. I'm here looking for the recipe. You said cumin. And I just wanted to use it in a sentence and then come in. I just said, what's the difference? So can you use it in a sentence? Come in.
The physical act of coming.
Sure. You know what? You're allowed. That's all I'm going to get. All right. I'm just as dumb as I joined your class. All right. I got enough. This is what my teacher said. Yeah. All right. Then you add salt. Then sumac. What is sumac? S-U-M-A-C.
It's a tree.
It's a tree?
A bush or a tree, yeah.
So you're cumin on a bush.
Really nice colors in the fall. No, cumin's not a bush.
No, but you have to put cumin on the bush, right?
No.
Can you use that in a sentence? And there you go. There you go. We're still looking at the news for Patricia. Here we go. More news.
We have been taught, and this is the way we are acting until today, every day, every moment.
And Nimrod, we know that the goal here is to take out the terrorists, but we also know that you want to save those hostages. And we have reported on the small raids conducted by special forces to take out certain Hamas cells in Gaza, to destroy weapons, to try and get any type of intel on where those hostages are and how to get them out. Can you tell us how that's going in any non-classified way that you can, and tell us if you do believe you are going to be able to bring at least some, if not all, of those hostages home safely?
Again, also here, I cannot go into specifics. I can tell you that in our both Jewish life and in our IDF, we have values that we cherish. One of them, you never leave someone behind. Never. In any case, and that's the way we were taught, that's the way we were raised. And also here, I want to send a message to the prisoners, to the people, the Israeli civilians who got kidnapped. We are thinking about you day and night. I haven't slept in a good way for 2 weeks already. All of us here in Israel are thinking about you. We are doing everything in our power to get you back in any channels that we have, not just military ones. That's all I can say. We will not rest
the attack
until you will come back.
Nimrod, the attack on Saturday took Israel by surprise, took the intelligence services by surprise. Are you satisfied that Israeli intelligence knows what's in store for you when you go into Gaza? Presumably they didn't know about its offensive capabilities. How can you be sure what it has in its defensive capabilities, and paint a picture of what you are likely to come across?
You know what? I'm tired of this guy. Next. I can't talk about it. We don't leave anybody behind, but we do leave dead bodies. That's what we do. That. I am, what's his name, Numbnuts? Major Numbnuts. There you go. Our next news. The Palestinian politician criticizes U.S. for Israel.
During his front time address to the nation.
How dare they? How dare the Palestine government is is criticizing the U.S. Who dare criticize U.S. of A? USA, USA. Who criticize us? When in Rome, you do not tell on us. The only people who tell on us is Canada, and they whisper, you don't want to go over there. Yeah, you want to kind of stay here. You know, you don't want to go to the USA. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And you know what the USA stands for, you savage animals. That's what USA stands for. You want to stay here in you want to stay here in Canada and eat the hummus. It has cumin in it. We love cumin. Cumin. Right, Patricia? Cumin, cumin, cumin.
Cumin
patata.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cumin patata. Isn't that what it is? Cumin patata. What a wonderful word. Cumin patata. What is that? Help me out, Pat. What is that? A cumin patata.
I don't know.
Oh. Do you watch TV? Do you watch Disney at all?
No.
Really?
No kids. No kids.
You don't want... Which one is Akuma Patata? Is that the Lion King? I don't know which one it is. I don't know. I lost it.
I think it was in the Lion King, but...
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akuma Matata. What a wonderful phrase. It's like, here we go. You know, Pat, I do this when I get caught in my head. I got to get it out of my head or else I can't move on. Let me see. Akuma Patata. See, you do know if you knew exactly where it came from. So you did hear about it. You know that? You did know.
Yeah.
See? Okay. Then you're holding out on me. See? You're holding out on me. Okay. Well, you know what it means?
No, I'm not.
It's a Swahili. Most people don't understand it. Akuna Matata. People think it's just a made-up word from Disney and the Lion King. Not so. It's Swahili. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yes, it's a Swahili phrase meaning no trouble. It's Swahili. Or no worries. So that's what it is. So people think, okay, Disney made up Lion King. Uh-uh. It's Swahili. It means no trouble or no worries and take it easy. Take it easy. So I can say to you, Akuna Matata, take it easy. No worries, Pat. You know what? We should have a Makata pastry, too. You know what I mean? For people who are stressed.
Oh, yeah. I have to have a lot of weed in it.
Yeah, yes, yes. Let's put some cushion in that bad boy. I have the Akuna Matata, please. Oh, here you go. Take it easy. No worries. After you eat that, no worries. Akuna Matata. Wow. Pat, for $200, give me a sentence of the song. Okay, I'll help you out.
That?
Because you have heard it before. You probably heard the song before because it was annoying. I'll help you out, okay?
Yeah.
Akuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. There you go. Akuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. Yeah. It means no worries for the rest of your days.
I haven't had any kids around for a long time.
Well, I'm immature. I'm about 5. It's our problem free.
Yeah, but you have grandchildren.
Yes, I do. Philosophy. Akuna Matata. Akuna Matata. He goes, why when he was a young warhog. You know what a warhog is?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is.
A warthog?
A warthog. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, they're pigs with fangs.
I went out with a couple of those.
Yeah, they have tusks.
They have tusks?
Yep.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurts that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame. He was ashamed. Thought of changing my name or what's in the name. And I got downhearted. How did you feel? Every time that I... Okay. Hakuna Matata. I don't know how we got on this, but we have to finish it. Here you go, Pat. You have to live it with me. You say you don't know what it is? Here you go. Here you go, kids. Here you go. Kids who are under five, listen to this.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no person crazed. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savanna after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame.
Of the kids. Oh, sorry. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, sing it, kids.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
There you go, Hakuna Matata. It's Swahili. Means no worries for the rest of your days.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
There you go. You learned something new. It's an actual word. It's Swahili. There's Swahili. And I speak a little. I don't speak Swahili, but I do speak UFO. UFO. UFO.
UFO?
Yeah.
UFO.
At our,
and
our
UFO
planet, we call it UFO. Well, I'm going to say something to you in UFO. Beep, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop. And I really mean that, Pat.
You like
I
that,
really
don't
mean
you?
That. Yeah, I really mean it. And what it means is that you have no worries for the rest of your day in my language, out where I live in the planet. Beep, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop. That means you got nice breast kit. There you go. And here's one, too, because she should know what it is. Boop, beep, 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 Laverne. What it means is... Hello, Laverne, from way up here, Hakuna Matata. All right, so here's the Palestinians, and they're criticizing the U.S. They're criticizing us, the bastards. Why? Here we go.
President Joe Biden is expected to lay out the moment that we are all in. With two wars taking place overseas, how they connect to the lives of Americans at home and how the administration needs to respond. Well, Hanan Ashrawi is a leading Palestinian political scholar and the board chair of Birzeit University. She joins me now. Thank you so much for being with us. Your reaction to
thank
what you're
you,
seeing
Joe.
In Gaza, and how do you think that the Biden administration should respond to what's happening right now?
With a big middle finger.
My best advice to the Biden administration would be hands off. You're
Shut
doing
up.
A lot of damage.
Shut up.
The fact that you've given Israel not just a free hand, but you've aided and abetted
I'll give you
an ethnic cleansing genocidal attack on Gaza.
Yeah. I'll give you a hand across the face, you Palestinian Hamas bitch. Hakuna Matata. Uh-oh, I think I lost my Palestinian audience.
Probably.
Come back, bitches.
Well, you know, they'll have a jihad against you after that.
Oh, jihad. Jihad. Oh, you're going to make me sing my Jewish song. Jihad.
Oh. Jewish song?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got a Jewish song. I got a Jewish song. Oh, man. I got a Jewish song.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Hear it?
What is it? Sure.
You want to hear it? Oh, I'm going to sing it in my Jewish voice. Is that okay? So I want to disguise myself because I'm supposed to.
Oh, you're
going to
offend people.
I would offend
people.
Yeah, I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disguise my voice, okay? But it's really me, okay?
Okay? We all know that, yeah.
It's really me. But I am going to disguise my voice because I am a radio personality. I got to remain neutral. But I'm going to give you my Jewish voice because you don't know, okay? Here it is. All right. I am now leaving at my regular voice. And I'm going into my Jewish voice. Okay, here we go. Going into my Jewish voice.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many...
Sometimes I have to get caught in my throat when I do my Jewish voice. How are you doing so far?
You.
Yes, it is. That is me. I'm being anonymity. I got to be anonymous. Shh, don't blow my cover. It's me. All right. I'm going back to being Jewish for a little bit. Here we go.
Poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible?
I have to get out of my... Well, what do you think? Do you think they'll recognize it's me? Pat.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Sometimes my Jewish voice sticks with me. I'm going to go back into my Jewish voice again so people don't know who I am. Giving my support for Israel. Here we go.
My man. The small forge. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I would.
See, hear my Jewish voice.
Fiddler on the Roof.
What? What?
Wasn't that Fiddler on the Roof?
No, of course not. That was Hammer in the Hammock. My Jewish voice.
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty rich, idle man, I'd build.
Oh, my Jewish voice. I can't say it too loud because we might get bombed. Woo! Shh.
A big tall house where the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I filled my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can.
Oh, okay.
And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man.
You want that tomato?
Brian's Jewish Voice is sponsored by Patricia Oberlin. That's right. Patricia Oberlin's Bakery, home of patty cakes. Enjoy the gummies. And we will see you when you land. Going back,
if only they could
going back
sell
then,
that there.
They could sell it. I'm telling you, it's yummy when you take a gummy on patty cakes. Now going back to Brian's Jewish Voice, so you don't identify me. Support for Israel. Go Jews. Oh, I just lost my Jewish audience.
I don't think so.
If I were a rich man, yabbidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-dum, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I would have to work hard. If I were a bit of rich, I would be an old man. I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising abuse to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. He had a need, he had a dad, he had a dad, and it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I'll have to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. And that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some man's eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
And if you ate Patricia's Bagels, you can sing like that too. Yes, at Patricia Oberlin Bakery, she does have bagels for the Jewish delight. And they're kosher. The rabbi has blessed them. Yes. The rabbi. Patricia's pretty good with the rabbi. She loves the rabbi.
What?
Sometimes she... I'm just saying that we are supporting Israel by you with baking your bagels for the people of your town with your bagels and your little sesame seeds on the bagel, which are not really seeds. They're pot seeds.
Well, that would be me, yes.
That would be, yeah. That's her. Hakuna Matata.
You're hooked on that today, aren't you?
I'm what?
Hakuna
Matata means no worries. All right, let's listen to this bitch, I mean this woman, talk about the USA. Okay, here we go.
Not just a free hand, but you've aided and abetted an ethnic cleansing genocidal attack on Gaza, a closed area with more than 2 million Palestinians, totally deprived of water, of food, of fuel, of electricity, of medical supplies, and then you come and you organize with Israel, you throw at them billions of dollars, you give them more weapons, and then you lay claim that you are trying to start a corridor of...
No, she has a point. She has a point. You know, I kind of cringe when Biden, did you see when Biden went to Israel where, what's his name? Netanyahu just came up and hugged him like a bitch. Instead of shaking his hand like normal, he just came, it's like a kid hugging a daddy. Daddy's home, and he hugged him just like that. It was cringeworthy. But she has a point. You know, they should be a separate state. I mean, how would you like to live in a state where the other people run in charge of your water, your food, your this, and they don't come every day, and you have to stock up, and you live like that? I know they've been living for years, but she has a point. You're up there talking about Israel, that you're giving them billions of dollars, saying that you stand by them, then you have the nerve to want to come to Palestine, and for what? You know what I mean? It's like... You're talking out of your ass, Biden. Pick a side. See, that's the problem. Biden should never have picked a side. He should have went for peace. You know what I mean? He should have went for peace.
He didn't have a choice.
He did. Israel's not going nowhere. There are bitches. There are fighters. There are warriors. One minute they love Trump, he's up Trump's ass. One minute they're kissing Biden's ass. Meanwhile, poor Ukraine they're throwing rocks because they have no more weapons. I don't want the United States to get back into the Middle East. It's already the terrorist state. It's not Habla, it's Hasba. Forget it. They're involved.
Hezbollah.
Yeah, Hezbollah. Da 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 Hezbollah. Da 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 Hezbollah. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Yes. Hezbollah and Hummus. Getting your news from me. Okay. Say cumin. Come on. Do you put cumin? Do you put cumin in your pastries, Pat?
No.
Is cumin sweet to you? Can you taste cumin?
No.
You can't taste it?
No.
What does cumin look like? What does it look like?
Brown.
It's brown. Do you swallow some cumin? Can you eat it straight? And can you swallow cumin?
It's not advisable.
Why? Well, you choke on it?
Probably.
You could choke on your cumin? As it go down your throat?
I know where you're going with this.
It took you a while. You're going to have me keep going on and on and on. When are you going to stop me? I know where you're going with this. Use it in a sentence. I took some cumin and I choked on it. Right? Yes. Let's go back to her.
Aid. It's not aid that people need. We need to lift the siege. We need to let go of Israel needs to let go of the Palestinian areas. We need to end the occupation. We need to understand that Palestinians need freedom and dignity. and full rights on their own land. But to try to escalate and to try to claim that this whole region can be reorganized according to the priorities of the U.S. or the West, this isn't going to happen. Israel has been occupying the Palestinians, has been killing, destroying homes, stealing land, building settlements, and nobody lifted a finger.
True.
And now they think that they have...
Well, you can't say they never lifted the finger. They did lift the middle finger. They did lift a finger, but there you go, a big F you to you. Don't tell me I didn't lift a finger. I did lift a finger. It's the middle one. But she makes a point.
Those people
chose
to live there.
They have nowhere else to go. Where are they going to go? Egypt? They closed the border on them. They don't accept them as an Egyptian. Where are they going to go? We placed them there.
I guess they shouldn't have been terrorizing people.
Right. Can you get cumin on your face if you're cooking and everything? Can cumin just go on your face?
No.
Okay. You don't like cumin on your face?
Nothing. Let that go, are you?
Huh? What? I'm trying to make a dish for your restaurant. For your bakery. Your cumin pastry. Hakuna Matata. Back to her.
Obviously, the context of this 70 years of occupation, that is obviously incredibly important here. But what happened on Saturday was horrific. I saw it. I've spoken to victims of that attack. And, of course, there's context here that goes back further than just last Saturday. But what do you think, in your view, Israel should do? Because as I stand talking to you here now, rockets are still being fired out of Gaza. Yes, 3,500 Palestinians have been killed inside Gaza since these bombardments began. Nobody disagrees with that assessment. But what is Israel supposed to do in this moment, right now?
I think they need to have a real soul-searching moment, really. How can they hope in any way, shape or form to continue with the oppression of Palestinians, to bombing and killing, to stealing their lands, to keeping them under siege, to dehumanizing and demonizing the Palestinians, and then claim that there can be any kind of peace or stability? Now, this is something that they have to question, the fact that without dealing with the root causes, without dealing with the occupation itself, without dealing with an Israel that acts with full impunity, that cannot be held accountable for anything, on the contrary, gets rewarded, and yet the Palestinians are undermined, are erased even, as though we don't exist, and as though Palestinian lives don't matter. You have in Gaza, you have hundreds of families that were totally eradicated from the population register. One half of the 3,800 Palestinians killed are children. And I can't sleep at night because I see bodies of children torn to pieces. This is something that's not going to solve anything except prove that Israel can kill civilians and Palestinians, whatever, and children, and get away with it. This is not the way to solve anything.
Let's talk about Hamas briefly, if you would.
It is not acceptable. Hamas started in 1988. The occupation started in 67. The ethnic cleansing of Palestine started in 1947-48 with a series of massacres.
But I want to ask you
that people conveniently forget.
I want to ask you, what do you think is possible now in Gaza? Do you think it's possible to remove Hamas? What does that look like? It's more than just a political party or a terror organization. It's a movement.
No.
So how do you get rid of it? Should you get rid of it?
How can you get rid of the movement, frankly speaking? I mean,
I tried to get rid of a movement. I was constipated for 3 days. Oh, boy. What a movement that was. I tried to get rid of that one. She has a good point. She has two more minutes for making her point. There we go.
It has two wings. It has the military wing and it has the political wing. It has social institutions. It has organizations. It has educational. It's not just a group of fighters who are sitting out there in isolation. They are the children of people in Gaza. They have their own setup, everything. And you cannot say I can get rid of Hamas because it means they're going to get rid what? Of their families, of everything. So far they've been...
Yeah. You brought a good point. When they say we're going to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth, she goes, what are you going to do? Okay, you're going to kill the families too? Are you going to kill the kids, the grandkids and everything? Because you don't want them to maybe grow up to be in part of Hamas, and which is true. You're talking genocide, which is true. You're going to wipe them off the face of the earth. But they said the same thing to the Jews. We're going to wipe you out. And the Jews says, we're going to wipe you out. And God is saying, oi, what have I done? I'm looking at my creatures down there, and what have they done? I'm going to flood this place. Fuck y'all. You think God's just saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm looking down and I'm seeing the United States and I see the devil trying to get reelected and destroying the Constitution. I see Britain having a hard time. I see Canada's having a hard time with this little mess of gosh. And I'm looking at the United States having a hard time, and I'm saying, God's just saying, you know, fuck it. Fuck it. I wonder if God drinks. Can you imagine if God drinks? God has a couple of drinks up there. Ugh. Yeah, I wonder if God gets drunk. Look down here. Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. You don't think God drinks? Well, you don't think he drank when he was with Mary and Joseph and he waited for Joseph to leave? Because he's God. And God says, oh, he's going to leave. There you go. And I'm going to wait till she's asleep. I'm coming down. Oh, boy. Damn door. I can go down. I don't have to wait at the door. I can go through the door. I'm God. Hello, Mary. But see, Mary... See, in the Bible, do you know, did Mary know it was God's child? Because she described God? Maybe Mary never saw God, and all of a sudden Mary woke up pregnant, right? Because I don't think Mary saw God. So God came down, he was drunk, going, all right, it's just a dream, I'm God. And why would God need to do that? Can you imagine God just masturbated? Okay, here comes Lord of Thunder. Oh, here we go, Thunderbolts. You know, I wonder if God did that. What if God was one of us? What if God was one of us? You know?
Do you know
how many
cultures, Brian, have the same stories?
I know. But they steal from each other. So what are you saying? You're saying that so many cultures have the same thing that it is true?
No. I think they just steal off each other.
I know. But if I was God, if you were God, you're God. You're a woman. You could be a goddess. You can be God. And that's another thing. There's no such thing as goddess because God is not a sexist. Well, okay, the correct term is God. Who's a sexist? We put the term on goddess, right? A woman could be a god, right? There's no term of sexist.
Well.
But if you were God and you look down right now, you look down, what would you say? Seriously.
The fucked?
Yes. It's like, what? He's going to go, oi. Oi. Because God may be Jewish. Oi. Look at the masagas. The masagas. The trouble. I mean, does God have anybody to talk to? I mean, in the Bible, he had John. He had Peter. He had Michael. He had Jesus. I mean, these were the prophets, right? God spoke through them, didn't he? I mean, who's he talking to now?
No.
He didn't? God didn't speak through the prophets? I thought Peter was his favorite. Peter was not his favorite? Okay. But I'm
not
just
sure.
Saying, yeah, but I'm just saying, even God has to look down and going, and then see all the souls coming to heaven, right? And can you imagine God's going, oh, God, here they come. I mean, it's like the expressway, and all the souls are coming to heaven, and they're all coming out there. I mean, it's like an exodus. What happens if God builds a wall and the souls can't get in and goes, no more, no more today. We're building a wall. And then the souls have to try to get in, and they're like immigrant angels. What if God was one of us, right? What if God was drunk? What if God was, did he hear everybody's prayer in the world? There's 3 billion strong in this world, or is it this world? 360-something million in the USA. I wonder how many people are in this world. I think it's 3.6 billion. How many people, what do you think, Pat? How many people are on this planet?
No clue.
How many people? I think it's 3.6 million. A billion. Of course, we don't know if it's this planet. And who's taking the census on the other planets? But we're just giving it out. 8 billion people is the world population. 8 billion. 8 billion, Pat.
Holy shit.
8 billion people. That's the world population.
Wonder what it was before COVID.
Very good. I know. 8.5 billion. No, I don't think COVID took a billion people. I think it took maybe, I would be hesitant to think maybe 5 million. That's a good question. How many people did COVID kill? That's a good question. I say worldwide, 2.5 million maybe. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is in Canada. In Canada, you know how many people were killed in Canada?
No.
It killed 4,760,000. Wait a minute. Yeah. No, those are the people who caught it. Those are the people who caught it. But 54,000 people died in Canada of COVID. But 3 million people recovered. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I got some news on that shit, too.
What's that?
Well, they lied about Pfizer's in trouble right now. I mean, it's big news right now. They're losing a lot of money. It's a very interesting story. I mean, the people who are against, who thought about this was all about money and everything, they were right. Wait till you hear that story. 1,813,000 killed. The number of global deaths of it was at least 3 million. 3 million global. 3 million.
No, that has to be billion.
Nope, 3 million. It says here, the total number of global deaths attributed to COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 is at least 3 million. That's what it said. Representing 1.2 million more deaths. I mean, when was this taken? I guess 2020, huh? I guess this was a year after it.
That's old.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you hear the news, the latest news. It's a shocker. All those people are talking about COVID. All those people are saying COVID is not, oh, man, the truth came out, this whistleblower. I have the news. I was going to put it today. If we have time, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm pissed. Let me tell you, I got my shots and everything, and I am pissed. In fact, Pfizer's in trouble right now. You're losing millions and millions of dollars, and actually they lost up to $1 billion because of their lies. Wait till you hear the story that I have to read. But, Pat, what happens if God was one of us? You know?
We'd be in trouble.
Come on. What do you think? You think he is? You think God is actually walking around? And if you believe in UFOs, maybe the UFOs are also calling him saying, hey, we need help. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we believe in other planets, I'm going to read it because I can't sing. So one of these nights about 12 o'clock, this old world's going to reel and rock. The saints will tremble and cry for prayer, for the Lord's going to come in his heavenly airplane. Yeah, I'm reading the lyrics. Yeah. If God had a name, what would it be? And would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all of his glory, what would you ask if you had one question? And God is great. God is good. Yeah. What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home. If God had a face, what would it look like? And would you want to see? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets, and God is great. God is good. What? Sing it with me, Pat. If
I can't.
God was one of us, just a slob like one of us.
I basically know the song, but I can't remember the words.
I know. And then it goes, trying to make his way home, back up to the heavens all alone. Nobody's calling on the phone, except for the Pope, maybe in Rome. God is great. God is good. What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us? Maybe. What if God was one of us? What if?
You really think all this stuff was going on if there was a God that was available?
Yeah, just like one of us, right, Pat? Maybe God can visit Patricia's Oberlin Bakery. God would probably get the devil's food cake and maybe the gummies. Maybe God's one of us. Maybe he's just like us.
God had a name. What would it be and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question? God is great. God is good. What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home. If God had a face, what would it look like and would you want to see? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets, and God is great.
What if God was one of us? You know what? How would you like to get drunk with God?
I don't think he'd be much fun.
You know, what happened, you're spiritual, Pat. I can't find Pat. Where's Pat go?
I'm here.
There you go. I got to get back in the studio. Yeah. You're spiritual, Pat.
What happens
if Jesus knocked on your door? You know, let's pretend, I want to see what would happen when you met Jesus. Let's pretend I'm Jesus and you got to ask me Jesus questions, and I have all the answers here on the internet that I will give you the answer. So, and see, and then
oh,
what would
God,
you do
I'm
with
not,
Jesus?
I'm not the right person to ask, honey.
Why?
Because I'm
what
not
would you
religious.
Ask Jesus?
I don't know the story.
You don't have to be. No. We're not talking about the Bible. We're talking about everyday life. Like, how come I? Would you offer Jesus a joint? Hey, Jesus, come on in. Have a joint. Ooh, smoky. Somebody, this is the first time I'm actually smoking and they're not seeing me. I see you all the time when I smoke, Jesus. You know. Would you offer Jesus a joint if Jesus came in?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't offer it unless I know the person does it.
Well, you know Jesus Christ. He's been around a while. You heard the rumors. Jesus
yeah,
just
but
came
as
down.
As far as I'm concerned, he drinks wine.
Well, no. What you do is give him a glass of water. He'll turn it to wine. There you go. Bing. So you're drinking wine. Do you offer Jesus a joint? Pat, what do you do? Jesus is right there. You know, he has his beard, his long hair. He has his white robe. He turned your water into wine. You're sitting there kicking back. And Jesus says, so what have I missed? And what do you tell? And he says, I'm only here because you're spiritual. I know you read. And I know have you been getting a lot of demons out of people's homes. I like that. Do you have a reputation? They tell me about it. I just come here to visit you. Would you call John and says, John, Jesus is downstairs. And what would John say if he heard you say, Jesus is here? What would John's first reaction be? Who would you tell?
Disbelief.
Exactly. Because Jesus says,
too.
I only got a minute. Yeah, I only got a minute. He comes in. He wants to give you his kudos and say thank you for your doing this and blah, blah, blah. You're a holy person and, you know, I want to stop by. Thank you for the joint. He goes, oh, this shit is good. I don't get this shit up in heaven. Oh, this is good. Even though I invented the shit, I never really partake. Do you got any munchies? Do you got anything? Do you offer him popcorn? Jesus loved popcorn. Here. Quit popcorn and pass it over. You don't have. What would you feed Jesus? He has some munchies.
I don't have very many munchies in the house.
Oh, my God.
I have basically, really, I don't
I came
friend.
All the way from heaven for a cracker. Okay, what happens, Jesus
Pretty
goes,
well,
you
yeah.
Know, what happens, Jesus go? You know, Patricia, you know, let me just hit this a little bit. You're a fine-looking girl, you know. Let me just hit this.
I wouldn't go near that with an 80-foot bull.
It's Jesus, damn you. Jesus, damn you.
It wouldn't matter. You know, it wouldn't matter. It'd be like, you're not infecting me with religion. No way.
I want you to say hello to the prophet. The charisma for why don't you come over here and sit next to me. And this happened one time with Mary. There we go. There you go, Pat. Pat, Jesus is going to lean over to try to kiss you. With Jesus' tongue. Would. Come on, Pat. Pat, are you refusing Jesus?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Pat, your clothes rip off. Psh, there you go. We don't need those anymore. Now you're naked. Come on.
Then I'd say, number one, flatten that tummy, yeah. Heal that scar, and do a few other things, and then we can talk.
Then we can talk. Oh, really? Is there conditions? Jesus is going to take you. I'm taking you, woman. If you don't, you will be condemned to hell. And then when I leave, you would look like a 20-year-old. How's that? I'll give you that. Come over there and suck this. The holy roller.
Well, if I could look 20 and still be my age, I'd be okay with it. But not want to go back to the 20s for anything.
All right. You talk too much. Jesus needs more sucking. Suck.
You're awful. You're going to have all the religious people mad at you.
No. I just lost the Palestinians. I lost the Jews. And then I lost the Christians.
The Christians, yeah.
I lost them. Already went too far this time.
Good thing
he went way too far.
Isn't on here or Serge.
I still,
oh boy.
I still got the Hare Krishners. They're on my side. They'll never leave me. Here's Biden. Here's Biden talking about. Whatever he's talking about. It's no fun playing Biden because he's just Biden. Here he is.
Yeah,
he's trying to broker. Here's Biden addressing the nation about the Hamas war. Hamas. Not the hummus. The Hamas. You have to pronounce it right.
Could
receive aid as early as tomorrow morning. President Biden has said in the agreement that if the aid crosses over into Gaza, the United Nations will come to distribute it. Well, ABC News' Matt Rivers is in Cairo with more. He's been there for the last few days. Matt, what is the latest there on this aid issue?
Yeah, James, we're really just in wait-and-see mode at this point. We know what President Biden said, that there has been an agreement reached to allow aid into the country. He said that in order for that to happen, some road repair work needs to happen around that border crossing because of Israeli airstrikes. And he said because of that repair work, in order to get it in shape, in order to accept all of those aid trucks that are waiting on the Egyptian side of the border to come in, that work has to be done. It might not be until tomorrow local time here on Friday before those trucks can roll. The questions that we have outstanding, though, and we've posed these questions to the Egyptians, to the Americans as well, no one seems to be able to give us an exact answer, is how long exactly will the border be open for? How many trucks exactly will be allowed to cross? You heard President Biden say 20. We have a source within the Egyptian food bank here in Cairo telling us it could be 30. The question is how many trucks will be allowed to cross, what materials will they be allowed to bring, and what kind of an impact will that make? James, I think the big question that's outstanding at this point is if we're talking about 20 or 30 trucks, that is a drop in the bucket compared to the aid that is actually needed for the hundreds of thousands of people that remain trapped in Gaza.
Yeah, and Matt, there's a lot of questions about whether aid can get in, but I know also conversations about foreign nationals who are stuck in Gaza who want to get out. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so that's been the quid pro quo, according to the Egyptians, from the start. They said that they would not be willing to allow foreign nationals, those with foreign passports as well as dual nationals, to come into Egypt unless aid can get in. Well, now there's an agreement to allow aid in. What we've heard from the Egyptians is that we do expect foreign nationals and those with dual nationalities to be allowed out. But like the questions that surround the aid distribution, how long will the border be open for? How long will it take for all those people to get processed? Exactly how many foreign nationals and dual nationals are we expecting to come across? These are open questions, but you have to imagine there will be a vetting process for those people. It's not as simple as just opening up a gate and allowing a bunch of people to come through. It will take time to process each one of those people who want to come to the Egyptian side.
All right, Pat, time to play the game, okay? If you play the game, I will reward you with a commercial, okay? I do commercials. I would. I do.
Oh, that's
I could do a commercial
reward,
for you.
That is.
It is. You know how much they pay me to do commercials? They pay me a lot of money to do a voiceover or a sponsor deal. They do.
Okay, but I thought you were just going to play me a generic commercial, so sorry.
No, it'll be a commercial for you. It'll be a commercial for Patricia Oberlin's Bakery.
Oh yeah,
it'll be for your tarot card reading. It'll be for your tarot card reading. I'll play a commercial. I go worldwide. We already got you one client. We can get you more. You know what I mean? It works, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to play. You have to play this.
It doesn't say I do online, but I do.
Okay. Well, that's up to you and your clients. I don't usually do online, but I do too, kiddo. All right, Pat. Okay, you have to guess this song within 2 minutes of the song, and I'll keep reading it. You know, I'm going to read the lyrics. You should know the song. You'll know the song. Trust me, you'll know the song. Okay?
Okay.
And if you guess this song within 2 minutes of the song, you win, okay?
Okay.
Say stop. Okay. Say stop, and that's when I'll stop, and that's when you answer, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Then I know you know. All right, let me see something here. Are you ready? You should know this song. I will give you a date because you zero in. The song was in the 90s, okay?
Okay.
The song is in the 90s. And listen very carefully because this is worth a lot of money because a lot of sponsorship, and I could do a commercial. I can do a commercial for you. I really can. And I'm doing live streaming, so I can put your logo and I can put your commercial right in our live streaming. There's a lot of stuff on the line here.
Good.
You ready? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm your genie, baby. Hey, kid. All right. You should know the song. You got 2 minutes. And when you think you know it, go say Pat, meaning that your name will be the buzzer, okay? Say stop or your name will be the buzzer, okay? All right.
Okay.
Are you ready? Concentrate now. You only got one shot at this. All right, I'm going to get back in the studio. It's the 90s, and it's a woman, okay? I'll give you that much. It's in the 90s. It's a woman, and she's pissed off, and she wrote a song. I'm giving you a lot of clues here, okay?
Alanis Morissette?
Oh, you bitch! You little bitch! Oh, my God. You
don't have to say much more.
Oh, my God. And I think she's Canadian, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think she's Canadian.
I think so. I regret that terribly, but yes, I think you're right.
You got me. I was going to do this. Here we go. It's like, here's the lyrics to it. You ought to know. I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Will she go down in you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently, and would she have your baby? I'm sure she'll make a really excellent mother. 'Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive. I'm here to remind you.
She's an angry girl.
Oh, this is the most angry song I've ever heard in my hand. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left.
I absolutely hate that song.
Now you remember. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know. That's the song. And she's Canadian.
Yeah.
And Pat, wow. Sorry about the bitch, but you surprised me. Wow. I mean, what, I didn't think you were okay. Oh, that tells me I gave good clues, right? Wow.
The clue was easy. An angry girl from the 90s? Oh, God.
There's a lot of angry girl from the 90s.
No, she was the angriest. She definitely
was. Oh, my.
Was.
You really threw me for a loop. I mean, it's like, whoa. Did I really say I was going to give you a commercial? No, I'm kidding. I wanted to see the uncut version because there's a lot. Maybe this was it. Here we go. Here's Alanis Morissette, Your Canadian Beauty. If anybody needed your...
Oh, are you going to make me listen to this?
No. Well, some people don't know about the song.
No, you've got it in your head. I know that, but...
No, I won't make you listen to it. I won't. We'll move on. I won't make you listen to it.
Okay.
Sorry. You're just in my head, Pat. Pat, you're just in my head.
I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Would she give us money? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause I love what she does every day. What a nice woman they get. And I'm for you to stay open wide. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it hopes to come till you die? I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me? Listen to duplicity. I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you fuck her?
I saw that the more that happened, and I thought, they can't dispute it. It shows an error in the order for us.
You
they bombed one hospital.
Patricia, you shocked the hell out of me. Okay, for extra credit, who was the song about? Who was the song about? Who was the name in that song?
Oh, I forget.
That she was singing.
I forget.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
He was a singer. He was a singer, wasn't he?
No, he was an actor. He was an actor.
Oh, an actor. I knew
he was an actor.
Famous.
And, we're almost there. And... I'll give you a clue. Let's see. I'll give you a clue in this, like password clues, to see if you get it. Okay. Not empty, but. Not empty, but.
Well.
But. Yes. What did you say? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a sitcom. It's a sitcom.
Full House. Cool.
There you go. Bingo. The actor was Dave Collier. And he dated her. She must have been like 17 or 18 years old when he dated her. And he would have been 32 or 33.
Oh,
it's a line, an older version. So she was 17 and 18, and he was 32 or 33.
Yeah, I was in one of those situations.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's just weird. That's too many years.
No, it
she
was
says,
fun.
But what he said was, it was fun. But what he says after an actor, he revealed in an interview, the truth is more complicated. Collier calls the idea that you ought to know it's about him an urban legend and blames it on, I don't know where he blames it on because I can't really see. Anyway. And urban legend. Most of these featured on Brent Tennant season 2. The song is powerful rock ballad. Fans defined it as the ultimate breakup song for a reason. Alanis Morissette released You Ought to Know. Yeah, that was the ultimate breakup song.
The way she spit out the words and sang it, like,
you could,
very angry.
She did. She got heart, didn't she? Wow.
I don't know. I didn't like it.
You didn't
really
like it?
Every time that song came on, I turned it off every time.
Did you really? Wow.
I seriously did. Well, I could not handle it.
You know, I always get Britney confused with Taylor Swift. I always get her confused with Taylor Swift. But Taylor Swift does the same thing. She writes a song. Well, you know, they write about their breakups and everything.
So do guys.
Yeah.
Everybody
does. Yeah, she's
does.
Known for... I wonder if she's alive. She's in Canada.
Who?
I wonder if Alanis Morissette is alive. She's a Canadian-American
singer.
Oh,
yeah, she is.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
The album was listed in Rolling Stone 2000, You Ought to Know, was also included Jagged Little Pill. I wonder what she do. What's she doing now? She was born in 74 in Canada. She has a spouse, which is Mario Treadway, in 2010.
And that's when she stopped making angry music.
And that's when she started making no music at all because nobody has heard about her. She has an official YouTube channel, Alanis Morissette, if you guys want to visit that. There's another song. There's another song in my head. Okay, guess it. You have to guess it, and we'll continue with the news. You can't guess it. I bet you can't guess it.
I don't remember the names of her songs. Really, I didn't like her as an artist.
You did with this one. You should know. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Okay, I'll give you a hint. 90s. Female. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to give you the song lyrics. Here's the song lyrics. You should know who the artist is. Here we go. I'll give you the first one. 2 minutes as a bonus. Here we go. I've been long, a long way from here. Female in the 90s. You should know. She has a bird name. That's the best thing I'm going to give you. Okay?
Oh, gee whiz.
A bird name. That's the greatest hit ever. I've been long, a long way from home. I mean, a long way from here. Put on a poncho, played for mosquitoes, and drank till I was thirsty again. We went We went searching through thrift stores, jungles, found Geronimo's rifle, Marilyn's shampoo, and Benny Goodman's corset and pen. Well, okay.
I don't know
this
one.
You will. Here we go. Just 2 seconds. Well, okay. I made this up. I promise you'll never give up. If it makes you happy, it can't be all that bad. No?
No.
No.
No. No. I was listening to other stuff back then. That's true.
No, you know this one. I guarantee you know this. I guarantee you. If it makes you happy. Here we go, Pat. Sheryl Crow.
Oh, now I remember. Okay, but I wouldn't have got the name.
Thank you.
There you go. You know, now, for bonus points, you heard the song. You heard the
song. Mm-hmm.
For bonus points. Bonus points. Bonus points. Who was she singing
okay.
about?
Okay.
Who was she singing about?
I don't know.
You give up.
That song wasn't really on my radar that much.
You never have you heard that song now?
Oh
have
yeah,
you heard that one?
Yeah, but it was yeah. it was a borderline country, so it didn't show up on my radio stations.
Right, but do you know who she was singing to?
No, no.
Herself. That was she was singing to herself. She was upset that her first album was a success, and she didn't feel like she deserved it. So she was punishing herself. That's a song to herself.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
There you go, self-loathing. We got to get back to the news, but there's one thing I have to say something, okay? I've been working on a YouTube channel. The only person knows is Laverne, and she promised not to say anything, and if you ask her, she'll deny it. Thank you, Laverne. But I've been trying to get the lighting together, the background together, blah, 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 blah. God, I got to get lighting. I got to get a makeup artist. I looked on that thing, that webcam, and going, whoa, harsh, harsh lighting. Harsh
really?
Lighting, go away. Oh, my God. I didn't know who that person was. I'm going to soften
really?
That lighting up. Get it. I'm going to get the professional artist that worked on ET. Make me look beautiful. So I've been working on that. And Ellen, who was my, you remember Ellen, right?
Yeah, I do.
You remember Ellen. Ellen, the alcoholic, you know, she went to AA so many times, she goes to AAA. You know Ellen. Well, she came through. She's working with me. And we're going to be doing a thing together for music. Notes Behind the Music. Maybe every Friday or something, we'll be put it up on the channel. And you will see us side by side, you know. And what we're going to be doing is commentating on the top songs, Western songs, whatever. Think of it as a voice. It's not going to be that stupid, turning chairs around. Shut up. It's going to be, we're just going to do the, you'll see the video and the top songs going on right now because I'm not in the top songs. If you listen to the show, I'm playing old shit. So we're going to go to the top 15 or the bottom 15 from 15 to 20. I'm going to comment it on it. Ellen's going to comment on them. You know how we comment, and that's what we're going to do. And it's going to allow us to bring more independent people. Oh, yeah, I told you, Pat, it's going to allow us to bring more independent people in with their music. And we're going to comment on and review their music, and you'll see our faces, and I'm kind of animated. Like right now, I have no shirt on, and my man nipples are kind of, right now they're medium. But when it gets cold, I'll turn up the air conditioning. Bing, bing, ratings. So we're going to have fun with that. So if you like me here, if you like my personality here, you're going to really love me on YouTube channel. And what I'm going to try to work on, one good thing I like about StreamYard is that I can go live places. I can go live on Facebook, but if you're not my friend on Facebook, you can go to my channel. And it's not under Brian Hammer Jackson. It's going to be a totally new channel that you don't know, and only very special people will get the link to it in the beginning of it, because we're going to work it out. Pat, you're going to get the link, and Laverne will get the link, and King will get the link. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see me in my beautiful glory. That's what we're working on. Now, one thing I always wanted to do, we're going to get back to the news, but one thing I like people who do covers, and if you're really creative with your cover music, because there's one I think they did a great job. I like to hear that too, because there'll be adults who are going to be judges on this, and I'll get your music out there. And as so Notes Behind the Music lives again. I'm not a big fan of Justin Bieber, but I love this song, and there's a reason I love this song is because there's a message to it. Who is he talking about? There's a message to it. Who is Justin Bieber singing about? I have an idea, but I'm still want you to know, who do you think he's singing about? Listen to the lyrics, and then you're going to hear the cover. Here we go. Who is he singing about? Who is he singing about? Okay, here we go.
You think I'm crying on my own?
Here we go. Who is he singing about?
Love isn't do this for me and I'm going to do this for you. That's not what love is. Love is just I'm going to do this for you because I want to do this for you.
For all the times that you rain on my parade and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, it tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. That you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah.
And if you think that I'm still holding on to something,
no, no,
you should go and love yourself.
Okay. I hope you were listening. I was hoping you were listening to the words. Now, Pat.
Yeah.
Because now, Laverne should know this because it's one of her favorite singers. You know who wrote this song. I'm going to give you a hint, okay? I'll give you a hint. Who
no,
wrote the
I
song.
Don't know this song at all.
But oh, you never. Oh, it's an old song. But you know who Justin Bieber is? He's Canadian. You know who he is.
Yeah, but I haven't listened to any of his stuff at all.
Well, it's okay because your hint. The hint has nothing to do with it. I'll give you a hint. Let's see if you can get it. Okay. Talking. Let me give you a hint. This was a TV series. I'll give you a hint to the name. Okay. TV series that was in the 50s. The name of the talking horse. His name was?
Ed.
Right. Right. Keep it there. Okay. The person who wrote this song, Ed, and he's relevant to this day. Okay. Now, Robin Hood lived in what forest?
Sherwood.
Okay. Put it together.
Ed Sherwood.
You're almost there. You're there. Come on. You can do it. You're there.
I don't know, man.
The singer, Ed Sheridan. Oh, my God. You even got me. You got me doing it. Thinking out loud.
Oh, I don't know.
Ed Sheeran, S-H-E-E-R-N, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I would have never got that.
He wrote the song for Justin Bieber back then, and the song that and the girl that he was thinking about when he was writing the song was Rihanna. Rihanna was the girl he was thinking about when he wrote the song.
Oh, really?
If you go ahead and love yourself. Now, I like covers. So this person took that song. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that is interesting. So the person took that song, and I love covers, and that's why I wanted you to hear the lyrics. Now, here's two people. Her name is Kelly Kiara, and that guy's name is Joe Preston. They decided to do a cover of that song, meaning this is their version of You Should Go Love Yourself. Listen to this. This is their cover. I love it.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. Well, I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, and maybe I'll be moving on, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you
Ryan?
Should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone, and I never liked to admit that I was wrong. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh maybe you should go love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go love yourself.
All the time that you have checked my phone, the failed attempts to quit that shit that you smoke. Always something here with makeup on your shirt. You think I don't know that you still talk to her. And you told me you were moving on. You just don't want anyone thinking you still care, but you still keep them screenshots. And I guess you just loved you more. Oh, your boys told me how you wanted something real, but guess I wasn't good enough. My daddy gon' kill you when he hears this song. He knows that you lied to me, he's glad to see it gone. You're just so messed up in your mind, you cannot see what's inside mine. And now I know you think that I'm still holding.
For all the signs that you made me feel small. I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, then maybe you should go love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, baby, you should go and love yourself.
I like them. I love them. I love the cover that they did. What do you think, Pat? I think they're great.
It was a lot better, yeah.
I really like that. So there you go. Oh, we forgot the news. That's the end of the show. So it's not really. It's like, Pat, I'm going to read your stitches are healing. You're back from the hospital. We got 18 minutes. You don't want to hear any more news. I know you don't. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read your love horoscope, baby. Let's find out what's going on with you, girl. I don't know if I even, oh, here we go. You're in luck. All right, Pat. Now, I need you to do this for me, okay? I need you to do this.
What's up?
Patty, I need you to clear your head. This is what the cards are saying. Here's what we want to do. This is a very powerful reading. This reading is going to uncover some powerful secrets of yours.
Oh, boy.
So I need you to relax. I need you to relax. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Breathe in. I'll go in with you. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Come on. Breathe in. Breathe out.
I did.
Okay. Well, we got to do a couple more times. Ready? We got to go this. Ready? Let's go
no,
faster
I'm
now.
Get
breathe in.
Headed.
No. Go ahead. Breathe in. Breathe out. Come on. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Yeah,
breathe
I
in.
Know what you're trying
breathe
to do
out.
Here. You know,
right.
You're not going to get those sound effects out of me.
I know. We're still with the Cuban. You left me with the Cuban. All right. Here we go. Pat, I'm pulling your cards right now. It says pick a card. I'm picking a card. What I picked was, Pat, I picked strength. Can you tell me what the strength card means?
Yeah, it's being strong over your carnal urges or being strength of character, you know.
Getting new morals together. I'm only going to pull three cards out of you. Well, here's what it means, you sexually, Pat. It means as you continue to delve deeper into the world of the strength card, like you just did, you'll begin to realize, Pat, that it's not just your sex life that benefits from it. The card has energy and can empower you to take charge of all aspects of your living life, giving you inner strength, fortitude, and to overcome any obstacles that comes your way. Your nipples will soon get hard, by the way, if they're not hard by now. The strength card by your side, you'll find that you have a newfound sense of confidence and determination. You may think you're old, but your body's saying you still yearn for young, soothing passion.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to achieve a long-time goal or simply looking to improve your daily routine. The strength card reminds you that you have the power to succeed. Naughty, naughty, patty. In terms of your sexual life, the strength card encourages you to explore new avenues and experiment with different techniques. Have you tried a vibrating dildo? Why, no, you haven't.
I think you've gone off the track there.
I sure did, but I'm still encompassing your ass. It says try new avenues and experiment with different techniques. Whether you're trying to spice things up with your partner or simply looking to learn more about your own desires, Patty Waddy, Now
well,
is the perfect time.
Well, it depends on which deck it is.
No,
because
this is your sexual deck.
The soft deck, that's a sex card. In
well,
the Rider White decks, it's be strong, strength of character.
Pat, I'm reading your sex.
Okay.
You're breaking the mood.
Sorry.
It's okay. I see that you're going to be alone to a lot because you talk too often. What a shame. No, I'm kidding. I'm going back to the cards. It says the strength card encourages you to explore new avenues and experiment with different techniques. Whether you're trying to spice things up, Pat, or explore new avenues with experiment with different techniques, the strength card encourages you to explore new areas. I said that again. It says here, whether you're trying to spice things up with a partner or simply looking to learn more about your own desires. Thank you. You love the motorboat and you love the ocean. Perhaps you can put them back together and get wet more often. It says here, now is the perfect time to take action and seize the moment. Remember, you're like a ball of putty. You're like a ball of putty in your own hands. With a little effort and determination, you have power to shape your own destiny. Pat, you create the life you always dreamed of, so go ahead and embrace the strength and power within you. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve. That is your strength card for your sexual desire. I got two more cards of you. I'm picking another one. This is your sexual Oh, you know what I picked? Pat.
No, what'd you pick?
The world. The world card. The world.
Well,
tell me about the world.
Third.
Yeah.
Well, it's all new opportunities. It's also completion of the cycle. But it's
well,
a very good card.
Yes. You, my dear friend, or standing at the crossword of life. With the world at your feet, the opportunities that lay ahead of you are endless, and the potential of success is immense. However, it's natural to feel overwhelmed by the sheer volume of choices available to you, Pat, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. As the world card suggests, your love life is filled with many alluring possibilities. Each with its own unique appeal. But remember, Pat, too much of a good thing can be exhausting. It can be exhausting, Pat. And knowing you, you're going to have to take a little nappy between men.
I don't think so.
But it says, but here's what happened. I don't think so. But here's what happens. Too much of a good thing can be exhausting, leaving you feeling empty and unfulfilled, Pat. See, you know, the physical thing is okay. But the emotional thing, the connection thing is what really fulfills you. You know, it does. It really does. It's important to take a step back and assess your options carefully before making any hasty decisions. That said, don't be afraid to take risks and explore a new horizon. Your romantic accomplishments are a testament to your fearless and adventurous spirit. You are a lover of the world, Pat, and your ability to realize you have full potential will take you to... I'm going to read it like the demon. I feel like to take you like in your life, so choose wisely, my friend, and don't forget to enjoy the journey along the way. That's a good one. You got one lap. Now get out of here, demon. Get out of here, love demon. Okay, I'm gone. I had to get the love demon out of there. All right, picking another card. Here we go. This is your last one. And I got the card. I picked it. Pat, the chariot. I have picked the chariot.
That's a good card.
Okay, this is your last one. Tell us about the chariot, Pat.
Chariot's about success through effort. So basically, yeah. It's achieving your goals.
Achieving your goals.
And if you're going to twist this sexually, yeah, you get laid. But, you know.
Yes, you sure do. Yes, you do. On the Chariot, away. As you continue to bask in the energy of the Chariot, you'll find that your sexual drive and determination are at all-time high. Naughty, naughty, oh, spank me, Patty. The Chariot symbolizes the power of focus and the ability to remain unwavering in the face of any obstacles that may come your way. Well, with the Chariot by your side, you are unlikely to be distracted from your passion and all of your passion goals today, Pat, today. Whether you're seeking a new sexual partner, exploring new fantasies, or simply being on talk radio with Brian and Hammer Jackson, your sexual experiences will be determined to reach your ultimate destination. Okay, the third part.
And that is?
That is, you get a prize. I have a can of soda. Coca-Cola. By the time I ship it to you, it'll cost like $95. Whether you're seeking a new sexual partner, Pat, exploring new fantasies, or simply looking to enhance your current sexual experiences, you are determined to reach your ultimate destination. You are determined to do this. As you speed ahead of your erotic adventure, your contagious energy is likely to attract someone who is just as enthusiastic about exploring their sexuality as you are.
Oh, that'd be hard to do.
Oh, well, it should be hard, and it should be hard, because if it's not hard, you're wasting your time. Sorry, Patty.
Correct.
Hard to do. You want hard to do. You don't want soft to do. Yes, hard to do. It's fine. Take one, please. And it says here, Pat, embrace the excitement that the Chariot brings and allow yourself to fully engage and indulge in your deepest desire. Whether you're seeking to explore your own body or share an intimate experience with a partner, the Chariot is a powerful symbol that encourages you to take chances and take charge and enjoy the ride, baby. Remember, your sexual journey is unique to you. And the Chariot reminds you to trust your own intuition and follow your passion, Pat. So go ahead, Pat. Take the reins. The possibilities are endless. And we're going to do the devil voice now. And that's your reading for today.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Coming to make it sexual, ain't you?
I know. Basically, the card says you're horny as fuck. That's the short version.
Well, that's normal every day for some people, so, you know.
That's true. I would read, because Laverne may be listening, and I would read her. Do I have time? Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm going to take, I'm pulling a card. I got to pull the Laverne. Let me channel Laverne, okay? Here we go. Because I can feel that she's listening. Okay, I'm pulling another card for Laverne. I'm pulling the card here. Let me see what I got here. Oh, maybe I don't have a card. The cards are not, it says, I call it the Laverne card, says, I will sue you, Brian, if you read this. Oh, I cannot read that card from Laverne. Don't you dare. I will not do that. Laverne's sex life, spiritual, belongs to her. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Here we go. I pulled Laverne's card.
And?
And this is guarding, because I'm channeling my Laverne. I pulled her card with justice. Justice is her card.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia, could you tell us what justice is about? Because I'm going to pull three cards of hers. This is her first one is justice. This is her sexual.
This is she will
reading.
Get what you she deserves. So it's kind of like a karma card. You get back what you're putting out. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, Laverne Verney, I'm speaking to the spiritual Laverne. I'm channeling Laverne, and I'm getting Laverne. And I get, oh, hello, baby. Oh, Laverne's here. Okay. Here we go, Justice.
Is she?
No, it's just in my head she is.
Okay.
I'm channeling her. It says, when Justice appears in a reading, it can be a sign that you need to take a more patient and measurable approach to your sexual pursuits. Perhaps you have been eagerly pursuing a sexual relationship with someone and are feeling frustrated that they're not responding as quickly as you would like. However, Justice reminds us that things will work out in the end if we remain fair, respectful, and honest with ourselves and our partner. This card emphasizes that importance of building trust and mutual respect in any sexual relationship. This could mean being open and honest with your partner about your desires, your needs, and your boundaries. It can also mean taking the time to get to know your partner. It reminds us that not all things have to be done in a traditional way. It's okay to experiment. Once in a while, put on a bunny rabbit suit and hop around the bedroom looking for the carrot could be fun. What's up, Doc? Okay, that was me. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back reading the cards. Okay. Laverne's laughing. The bunny rabbit, the suit, looking for the carrot. And what's up, Doc? Nothing. Okay. That's the only time you have bed bugs. You get it? Bed bugs. And what's up, Doc? This is good stuff. Bed bugs, you get it? Bugs. Bunny. Okay. Oh, Jesus. This could mean being open and honest with your partner about your desired needs and boundaries. It could also mean taking the time to get to know your partner and build a deeper emotional connection. Before jumping into a physical intimacy, don't get to know the person. Justice also reminds us that not all things have to be done in the traditional way. It's okay to experiment, explore, remind us that not all things have to be done, different types of sexual relationships. As long as everyone's involved is consenting and respectful, by being open to new experiences and willing to communicate with your partner, you can create a fulfilling and satisfying sexual life. Remember, the benefits of sex can be amazing if you put it in effort to build trust and respect between your partner. So be patient. Stay true to yourself and approach your sexual experience with a spirit of fairness and honesty. With Justice on your side, you can create a sexual relationship that is both rewarding and fulfilling. That seems like a very nice card, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Pat?
Yeah.
That sounds like a very nice card. We don't have time to read our other two because we only got a minute. Today is what? Thursday. I will 19th. Be on Friday at 7 a.m.
Okay, honey. I might
and you will
be at
see
the
me
vets
on,
for a minute.
You'll be where?
At the vets for a minute. I have to take my cat in.
Oh, what's wrong with your pussy? Your pussy's not feeling well?
I think he's got a tick in his shoulder.
Your pussy has
like
a dick on his shoulder.
In.
Your,
I think
wait,
one
did I hear right?
Your into his skin.
He has what in his skin?
Oh, no.
Okay. I see what you're saying. And they have to get that out. Okay. You said he had a dick on his shoulder, but he has a tick.
No, a tick.
Okay.
A tick. You gotta stop thinking
right.
that way.
Hey. I quit thinking that way. I read your cards. I know what you're up to. I want to thank everybody for coming in. Thank you, Laverne, for being there. Spiritually, for being there. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. You know, Pat Oberlin. And Pat, quick, website, really quick, 7 seconds, website.
Okay, spiritualniagara.ca, members directory, you'll find me.
There you go. Pat, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you, honey.
Okay.
You on drugs.
Bye, baby. Yes, I am. I'm on drugs.
You on drugs?
Yes, we all are. Bye, kiddo.